Many of you ask the question, why does the Sandler selling system use a submarine to graphically represent the system? Listen to David Sandler explain how the Sandler submarine came to be. You remember those old John Wayne black and white movies?
All right, let's do submarine because I'm getting too many questions on it, and there is no script for this program, and I apologize all the firstborns that we're not going in order. In the submarine, what we want to do is we want to take people from one compartment to the next. Now, somebody's going to ask me, why a submarine? And an engineer really got me on this one, but I'll tell you what it is and why it's wrong. Do you remember the John Wayne movies that you can see it sometimes on your channel? I guess it's the TNT channel. Well, back in the Second World War, they used to have these metal submarines, and they had those little windows, you know, the door looked like that, and it had a window and a wheel. And then what would happen is, it would always start off where John Wayne was in the Sea of Japan, and it was like 11 o'clock at night, and he was up on the conning tower with one of his buddies, he was smoking a cigarette, and the sea was flat, and the guys were just sitting there, and it was kind of nice, and that's how the movie opens up. And then the next scene is they take you down inside the submarine, and there's a guy there with things on his ears, and he's looking into this tube that's green in the old days, you know, and it's going beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop. And all of a sudden he hears something that, you know, hears that kind of thing, and he shouts in his thing. He says, you know, Japanese warship, and they all start screaming, you know, they're all on top of the submarine up there. You know, John Wayne, dive, dive, dive. And they dive in that thing, and even when he gets down, it always gets wet. They never make it just right. And all these little water drips down, and then they go up periscope, and then shh. And everything goes red, right? And here he comes. And then suddenly you hear this, right? Wait. I remember depth charges. Okay. And then 25 years I've been telling this story. All right. And depth charges come down, and everybody's sitting there real quiet, and suddenly it goes off, and they blow a hole in the front. Now, boy, there's no beep, boop, boop, or red lights, and everybody's running up there. Now, I always had a couple questions about those movies. This submarine's all metal. Suddenly, they got 2x4s. Now, what do they need 2x? And then they get the mattresses. So they're stuffing these things in here, and then suddenly they realize that they can't stop the water, and John Wayne hollers, shut the door. And they do this thing, and isn't it, we always lost two guys on every submarine like that, right? So the idea on the sales call is to take a prospect through the compartment. When he's through the compartment, let's take him into the next one and then fill this one up with water so he can't get back out. I got to tell you something. When I came up with this thing in 1968, I was so proud of that as the way to tell the story. You'll like this. And I put it in print for the first time. And I go down to the Baltimore Washington International Airport, and I'm flying down to Key Biscayne, Florida. And sitting across from me is a client from Calgary, Canada. I mean, what's this, an accident? I get on an airplane, here's a client of mine in the distributed control business. And he's an engineer, he's brilliant. And I'm trying to sneak my work over to him that's in print for the first time because I want his approval. I want his okayness, right? Because after all, it's one of my clients. And I'm waiting for him to say, Sandler, this is gorgeous. He looks it over, he turns, he says, you know, you fill that submarine up with water, it's going to sink. I destroyed me. I sat down in a mall for 3 days figuring if I should throw all this. I said, who else would know that but an engineer?